Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Egan's here. Marcia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of the Egan Group, the author of Inbox Detox. She's an email expert, among other things. This happens to be one of the topics that she talks to us about from time to time. And she's here to talk to us about, I think there's like a special week coming up or something. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Oh, glad to be with you again, Jim. Good morning.
Hello. Is there really anything new to talk about with email?
Well, I don't know if it's new, but people need reminders, I'll tell you.
So me having 10,000 emails in my inbox is not a good thing, is it?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a bad thing. When you have 10,000 emails in your inbox, it can be an immediate source of stress for some people and not others.
Well, and also it can slow down your operation. I know that, but so I go through and I'm a hoarder. Let me just get this out on the. Maybe I'm not a hoarder, but I don't throw things away. I don't like throwing things away. I have a real hard time. Like pictures on my phone, even if I download them into my computer, I keep thinking, well, I'm going to need to show that to somebody one of these days. So I have a hard time throwing things away. But about once a year, I go through and I move everything over to an old like last year's file. Like I'll put 12 months of the last 12 months of emails over in its own folder. But I don't do that. I only do that about once a year. What do you think?
Well, the storing of items is less critical to me anyway as the managing of what's coming in and what's going out.
Uh huh.
If you know where to find them, if it's not paralyzing your system because you don't have enough bandwidth,
right.
Then you have to worry about storage, but storing photos, keeping correspondence, that doesn't bother me as much when I think about productivity and what's really getting in people's way. It's the average person today in business gets between 80 and 180 emails every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
not counting spam, huh?
Well, yeah, not counting spam. And I mean, some of it might be spam, or some of it might be inane. You might call it spam, but you signed up for the Bed Bath
right.
& Beyond.
Exactly.
But what's happening is that it's coming in. So if you got 180 pieces of mail every day at the post office, it could mm-hmm. paralyze you. Mm-hmm. But what's happening is people default to processing email rather than doing good work, and. So what I like to suggest to people is if you need to get something done, stop looking at the screen and shut it down. And in that way, they can actually be productive. But there's this whole thing called interruption recovery time,
mm-hmm.
and it's some big words that just mean every time you're interrupted, it takes the average person an average of 4 minutes to recover from it.
I have never had the beeper on or the sound on for my email. I never have.
Good for you.
I mean, I've never had that, but over the years I have let it sit, you know, out where I can see a peek at it on the left side of my work product, just to see if, you know, whenever something came in and it distracted me. And so I got to the point where a while back where I just minimize it, close it up. And I just go back every 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, that kind of thing can, I mean, turning off the beeper, it sounds like such a small thing, but it's huge. And the other thing is, if it does beep, you don't have to look at it. It's like if you're having dinner and the phone rings, you don't have to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
You have voicemail. And so a lot of the stress that comes from email is the fact that people are not getting to their work. They default to email.
Well, see, this is, and I think email, let's be honest, email is just one of the distractions we have today, isn't it? So we got social media up on our site.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's huge. But I'm just saying it is one of the things. We got people have social media up. My God, what would happen if I didn't see that picture the moment it came in, right? And so, but this is I think, I'll be honest with you, Marcia, I think it's become a little bit of an epidemic. And I ask my 20-something employees, how epidemic is it among folks your age that to let this kind of thing, email, whatever it may be such a distraction they don't get their work done? And they've told me, honestly, it is an epidemic.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I actually, about 5 years ago, I drafted a book proposal called The Email Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you 1,000%. But so there's so many facets to this, and I'm trying to think of little pieces of advice for your small business owners that will actually help them be more productive and make more money despite all of the email. And the one thing that they can do, well, here's one, and that is you probably have other employees. Stop emailing urgently.
Oh, yeah.
If something is urgent, pick up the phone and call or stop by. Anything needed in under 3 hours, you should not email.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a culture in your organization where you're going to check your email only 5 times a day, and, I mean, some people have to get off the floor when I suggest that, morning, mid-morning, after lunch, mid-afternoon, and just before you leave for the day, that gives you 90 minutes in between to do good work. And to work on things that actually will make you money rather than processing emails that most likely are not as important as what you could be working on.
And obviously you're not talking about those times when you're expecting something from a customer and they want you to turn it around quickly. We're not talking about when an incoming email is going to be part of your daily work. We're not talking about that kind of an email. So, all right, email, Marcia, I need your website, please.
InboxDetox.com.
InboxDetox.com. That is also the name of the book. Marcia Egan and I will be right back. More on this topic and others after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
That's all I've got for myself. If you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.